Ronald, first of all, another win, another 1-0 win, another clean sheet. No goals in so far against you. You must be particularly pleased with that angle of things, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. We are happy about that because that will bring points. And you need clean sheets to have the good results. But it's a good defending way what we did today. But it was a tough game. It was not really a friendly. It was in a high spirit and a high tempo in the match. And we need that. It was fantastic for this match. And I think we played very well in the first 45 minutes. We did what we talk about in the meeting before the match. Because we like to play up and we like to press up. And well, we did it very well. And we need that intensity in the match because still it's the pre-season. Mm.
Swindon was a step up from your tour. Was this a step up from Swindon?
Yeah, yes. They, of course, championship. Mm. And it was nice to see because that's a team, Bournemouth, who like to play football. And it was, I think, not really a friendly. I think the fans saw a very good match and proud about our fans, 1,500 people coming to see us, and I'm very happy about that.
How difficult is it for the moment to try and find your team for Liverpool, knowing some might go, some might come in? In your mind, how much is that still moving your team?
Yeah, but of course it's moving because every manager likes to have from the beginning his squad what he will have finally. And we know we have to bring some players in. We are working very hard for that, to bring them in. We are very close to bring some players in. And the fans can be quiet and we need a patient, but we are well prepared when we have to play against Liverpool.
Is it a situation you're used to as a manager, having to deal with so many possible ins and outs?
Yeah, that's you're used to, because it happened in everywhere, and it's always till the end of the August that can happen something, and we know that, and I'm quiet in that case.
It seems that Lovren will go to Liverpool. Is that how you expect it to happen?
Yes, can be. We have to wait till it is finally, but I know his future. He told me that, and now it's up to the clubs.
Is he the only one who may go? Because there's talk of Callum Chambers is interesting at other clubs as well. What's the situation with him?
But these are rumours. Callum didn't train yesterday, didn't train today, was not in the good shape to play tonight. But it's all of the rumours, and we know it's the transfer market is running and running, and finally, we will see what we have.
And is it hard for you to have a say? Because you obviously don't know these players very well. So is it hard for you to have a big say in who stays and who goes?
Yeah, but you have to know. We are Southampton. We are not Man City. Okay, maybe some players, what I said before, maybe some players have other future in his mind. And then, okay, on one side, I can understand that. And we are rebuilding a little bit the team now. And we have young players in. There will come new players in. But it's okay, no problem.
Will you go back in for the goalkeeper, Fraser Forster? There was talk of a bid for him.
Yeah, it's all rumours, but I didn't say anything about that because it's not my job.
A couple of the youngsters away from transfers who've impressed. Matt Target obviously has played left-back. We've seen a lot of him in pre-season because obviously your previous left-back has gone. Is he close to being ready for the Premier League? Would you have a hesitation in throwing him in?
No, ready is difficult because to know that, he has to play. Mm. And what he did till now, it's very good. He took his possibility. We know the players that we will have a new player in that position because we need two good ones. Mm. With Target, we have one and we're looking for the other one.
Finally, Brighton away on Tuesday. Two tough games for you next week as well as you get close to the season now.
Yeah, we have now two in front next Thursday against Brighton, and then the last one to be ready for Liverpool.